the European structures are still trying to maintain some semblance of normality. And while they've been flexible in regards to the, you know, the fiscal and financial rules, this is, as Angela Merkel herself said, is probably the greatest crisis facing this region since the Second World War. And it's unprecedented. The rule book needs to be thrown out. Basically, what the EU structure should be doing is stepping to one side, giving practical assistance where possible, but stepping to one side and allowing state and national parliaments and governments to do what they need to do at a more localized level, because it's very hard to try and, you know, have one rule for all for basically a structure that has over 500 million people. So it would just make more sense to throw the rule book to one side. These are extraordinary times. Let governments like the Dublin government do what they need to do, because they're close to the ground. They know what's needed at a very localised sense. So to that extent, the EU should give practical assistance, but should also step aside and allow that freedom for governments at a more local level to do as they need.
And then hopefully once it all dies down, the economic impact will be huge. Would you be looking at sort of the opposite of that then, where you need a sort of a European response as a whole? You know, we've heard about Eurobonds and all that kind of thing as well.
Absolutely, because the reality is that I don't think really there are too many nation states in the world that are going to be able to come out post this crisis and be able, through their own means, be able to get up off their knees. And so, like, obviously the ECB, $750 billion, that has been earmarked is to be most welcome. And obviously we would hope that that would be allocated on a more pro rata basis, unlike this crisis fund or some other mechanism, so that Ireland will get an equitable access to that funding. So yeah, we will then need the likes of the ECB and EU structures to step up. But at this time, during the immediate crisis, we need them to maybe step aside and give countries their own space, or member nations their own space, to be able to do as they see. But yes, there will be a time for the European Union to step up. And obviously, we in Ireland, who've always played a relatively positive role within the EU structures, will be hoping that we will get every assistance possible.